In Midtown last night, New Yorkers attended a memorial service held at the Venezuelan consulate to pay tribute and remember President Hugo Chavez. Chavez, who led Venezuela for 14 years, died on Tuesday afternoon after a two-year battle with cancer, a fight he couldn't win in the end. The head of Venezuela's presidential guard, General José Ornella, told the Associated Press that Chavez had died of a massive heart attack after great suffering. Carol de Garro Athia, general counsel of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, said Chavez taught us how to fight.
As you can see, there is people from all nationalities, all Latin America, people from Africa, people from Arabic countries, people from the United States, from everywhere. And also the Venezuelan community are here mourning President Chavez. But perhaps the most important thing is that the legacy of President Chavez has become millions, because it's the people that are saying, yo soy Chavez, I am Chavez. So Chavez has come to his physical death, but his spirit, his legacy, his thoughts are alive in ourselves and will continue, because he taught us how to fight. He taught us that we have to defend what is ours, and we have recovered our right to development. We have recovered control on our oil resources, and beyond that, we have learned about solidarity, about moving the process, the revolutionary process, forward, but also we have learned that we have to fight with our brothers and sisters of the world, which are not the governments of the world, but the people of the world. And that's basically what we're doing, and we'll continue to do that. I mean, this is very sad, but this is also giving us, because he taught us so many great things, that we're not alone.
Attending the memorial service was David Galatha, local activist who works at CSE Local 1000, and said he was there to pay respects to one of the greatest presidents and greatest heads of state that Latin America has had in eons.
Hugo Chavez represents the realization of the dream of Bolivar, which is a united Latin America. And we've seen the seeds that he planted all across the Americas, from Central America to the Caribbean, to South America. You know, we have people like Evo Morales in Bolivia, and Correa in Ecuador. And we know that the seeds that he planted are going to bear fruit, have already borne fruit, and are going to continue to represent a future that's free of the neoliberal politics that have plagued and have exploited and have attempted to destroy the Americas for so many years. When I last saw Hugo Chavez, President Chavez, several years ago here when he was visiting the UN during the UN General Assembly, I had the honor of shaking his hand. And he told me, because it was also the day of the Puerto Rican celebrated Grito de Lares, the cry of Lares, and he shook my hand and he said, in Puerto Rico, it's going to be free, right? And I'll never forget that. I think, as a New Yorker and as somebody who lives in this country, I've had more access to somebody like President Chavez than I have to the President of the United States or the mayor of this city. And quite frankly, I'm more of a fan, and will continue to be a fan and a follower and a believer in the politics and practices of Hugo Chavez, because he was about liberation. And more than everything else, he was about the poor, and he was about the working class. And at the bottom of my heart, I know that's why he was vilified, and that's why he was hated, because he represented something that's totally opposite and contradictory to what Washington represents and what Wall Street represents.
Under Chavez, Venezuelans' quality of life improved, with the poverty rate falling from 48% in 2002 to 29% in 2011, according to the UN. Chavez introduced a new constitution which increased rights for marginalized groups and altered the structure of the Venezuelan government. During his second presidential term, he introduced a system of Bolivarian missions, communal councils, and worker-managed cooperatives, as well as a program of land reform while also nationalizing various key industries. Carmen Perez said she'd seen the work of President Chavez firsthand through a cultural delegation led by Harry Belafonte.
He was about the people. He created opportunities within communities, particularly Afro-Venezuelans, where they had access to higher education. He also created clinics within the community for people to have affordable health care. And so I felt he was a people's president. You know, he really fought for the people.
In Caracas, Venezuelan mourners have been filing past Chavez's coffin today at the military academy, where tens of thousands of people are standing in line a mile long, hoping for one final glimpse of him in his olive-green military uniform and red beret. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.